Now, how are you with the national anthem? Now, most of us can sort of stumble our way through the first verse. We're slightly surprised that we don't know the lyrics to the second verse, but most of us can muddle on through. But how are you on the national anthem to Australia, or Chile, or the Netherlands, or Romania, or Uruguay? Well, if you're anything like me, you haven't got a blooming clue. But luckily, there's people like David Kendall out there who just love a good national anthem. David lives in Winnipeg in Canada. Delighted to say he joins us on the show this morning. Morning to you, David.
Good morning.
How are you? All right. And first of all, can we have a rousing rendition of the Canadian national anthem to set the tone, please?
Oh, singing.
Yes, please. I think it's the only way.
Oh, well, I'm more better at the information than the singing. Yeah, if you want, I can try.
Please do. Please do. I'll stand right now. I'm stood here. Please, everyone listening, stand for the Canadian national anthem.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command.
It's a truly beautiful rendition. Not bad at all, not bad at all. So how did you get into your national anthems then, David? Because it's not just the Canadian one you know all about, is it?
No, I have over 400 anthems in my collection on my website.
Wow.
I started, the genesis of it goes back to when I was about 10 years old.
Yeah. I'm sorry, can I sit down now? Thank you.
You can sit down.
10
years
old?
Yeah, about 10 years old. About 25 years ago, I was... for some reason, I started to develop an interest into national data, national flags, and statistics, and capitals, and things like that. And of course, that included the anthems.
Okay.
But back then, I didn't know too many of the anthems. I maybe knew about three or four of them.
Yeah.
And then around the time that the Soviet Union was disintegrating and those new countries were coming onto the world scene, I got a computer program that had all the national data that I liked to study, but it also had little sound files of all the national anthems, almost all of them anyway, well over 100, and I was quite impressed to hear some of them, and I thought, wow, I'd like to learn more about these, and I noticed that some of the anthems weren't available on that disc, so I made it my mission to find out what those anthems were, and it just grew from there.
I have to say, you're a very advanced 10-year-old boy back then, because when I was age 10, I was reading my comics and riding my bike, and that was it.
I knew about anthems back then, though. I was the only one in my class that did.
Okay. I bet you were top of the class when it came to national anthems.
Yeah, probably.
Now, I have to say that as national anthems go, some of them are a bit of a dirge. They're not that great a song, are they, national anthems? Some of them are blooming awful, let's be honest.
Well, it all depends on what flies in that country. I mean, what we Westerners might call awful in that country, they might like that kind of music and wonder why we have these kind of symphonic rousing anthems in the West.
Right.
So it just depends on what flies in that country, I guess.
And some of them go on forever, don't they?
Yeah. A lot of the Latin American national anthems do seem to go on for 5 minutes or so. They just, these great operatic pieces that keep on going and going and pretty much tell the whole history of the country for the past 200 years until now. And, yeah, I've heard stories from some of the visitors to my website about growing up as a schoolboy in those countries and having to stand for the national anthem for three or four verses for at least 5 minutes and having to learn all the verses back then.
Yeah.
I mean, I may have learned about national anthems when I was 10 years old, but I surely didn't learn all five verses of the El Salvador national anthem back then, so my hat goes off to those kind of people.
Absolutely. I've got a CD of national anthems in front of me. The UK, Great Britain, 45 seconds, short and sweet, but Uruguay, 5 minutes and 5 seconds of it.
Yeah, that sounds about right for Uruguay.
Now, what's your favourite national anthem out of all of them, David?
Oh, well, it's kind of hard to pick a favourite. As I said, I have 400 anthems in my collection. I can barely narrow it down to about a dozen or so. I tend to like the the rousing kind of national anthems. Even though the country's gone and the politics were very questionable, I've always liked the old Soviet anthem, so I was kind of pleased to see the music adopted by Russia now.
Right.
And I've liked those kind of anthems. I guess because of the Soviet system, of course, they want to install patriotic pride in their citizens.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of lacking, so those kind of anthems are a great way to do it.
And I guess you're probably used to it, because you know, the USSR always used to whop Canada in the old ice hockey at the Olympics.
Oh, we beat them a couple of times. one of the big national moments of pride here in Canada is when Canada beat Russia in 1972. I was 6 months old at the time, but even I know all the details.
Come on, you're 1972. You're still dining out on that one 34 years later.
Oh, yes.
What makes a good national anthem, then, in your eyes, on your ears?
That should be something that a lot of countries should set up and take notice of. One thing that I think makes a good national anthem is a good criterion is if you take the lyrics of the national anthem, you take out all instances of the country name, if they have the country name mentioned in the lyrics, and you can still tell what country it's from just by the lyrics, and that in my opinion makes a good national anthem. Like, for example, Gibraltar's anthem talks about the rock on which I stand, and of course, what other country do you think of when you hear the rock but Gibraltar?
Listen, David, we'll talk more in just a moment. David Kendall, mm-hmm. National anthem expert, is with us from Canada on the show. Back with David in just a moment. David Kendall from Canada is with us this morning. He's a man who loves his national anthems, and I mean loves his national anthems. Ever since he was 10 years old, he's been fascinated by them. Do we know which country was the first to think of the idea of having a national anthem?
Well, I believe it was your country, Great Britain. That
of course.
Of course. What else am I going to say? As it was known back then, of course, God Save the King was the first anthem to really be played as a national anthem. People started singing it shortly after the defeat of Bawling Prince Charlie in 1745. Somebody came up with the music and lyrics to God Save the King, and they started singing it every time they wanted to praise the king. And of course, it kind of became a de facto national anthem then. As a matter of fact, to this day, it still is. As far as I know, it hasn't been legislated
right
as the British national anthem.
Okay.
So anyways, they started singing it, and other monarchies in Europe started noticing that they had this thing called a national anthem, and they would think, wow, this is something that I as a king or queen would like to instill in my subjects. So
yeah,
of course they get the idea. Some of them actually used the same melody as God Save the King in their country and just wrote new words for it.
Why not? It's a catchy tune.
It's very versatile. It's very versatile. You'd be amazed at how many countries got to use it.
Okay. Have any countries changed their national anthems?
Oh, many, many. I mean, that's why I have about 400 of them. A lot of them are just old national anthems. Afghanistan's gone through about 5 or 6. Iraq has gone through about 5 or 6.
Right.
And when you think of those two countries in particular, the thing that comes to mind for you is political change. Of course, Afghanistan has had war after war after war. They've had the Taliban, before them the communists, before them the monarchy, before the republic. And pretty much every time there's a change of political type in a country, like from a monarchy to a republic or whatever, they would change the national anthem, of course, because it wouldn't be a monarchy national anthem wouldn't be suitable in a republic, and vice versa.
So they just they change power, they change government, they fancy a fresh start and a new tune.
A lot of them, yes. That's the way it works.
Now, David, I thought we'd have a bit of fun with you this morning, if you're up for this. You are aware of 400-plus national anthems. We thought we'd put your amazing knowledge to the test. So I will play you national anthems. Do you reckon you can spot a few?
I would love to be up for the challenge.
Okay,
sure.
Let's go for it. We'll put a clock on you, and we'll find
okay
out how many we can get. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Time starts now.
Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. Right, that is Australia. Okay, number two, what's this?
Uh, Iron.
Absolutely right. Yeah, he's got 2 for 2. Here we go. Can he make it 3 out of 3?
Brazil?
Yes! 100% still. On to the next one. Here we go.
That's either Estonia or Finland. They share the same melody.
It is Finland. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Here we go. Next one. Ah, easy. That's a gift.
France!
Yes! He's got France. Quick, what's next? Here we go.
Netherlands!
Yes! Netherlands, here we go. 2 more. Let's see if we can get 100%.
Sweden!
Yes, Sweden. And the final one.
Switzerland!
You are amazing, David. Absolutely amazing. There you go, 100%. A man who knows his national anthems. And where can people find your website, David?
Yes, my website is at www.nationalanthems.info. I-N-F-O.
Fantastic. David Kendall, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. Thanks for joining us from Canada.
Thank you.